and a good Thursday to you, Hank fans.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Here we go.
Here's the good news.
Thursday installment of Not Necessarily the News, where we do the reporting. You just sit back and enjoy.
Aw.
That's right. Welcome our Hank, our Hanksters, Hank Facebook Livers, as we stream live for the world to see what you can hear.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
Well, Google searches and their trends gave us the top five winter weather-related searches, as the entire country has been dealing with the aftermath now of Winter Storm Fern. Boy, those in Tennessee Valley and whatnot really got slammed on this. But as far as what we Googled, here you go. Number one, food for power outage.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, a lot of us stocked up before the storm hit, but searches for non-perishable food also hit their highest levels since the COVID days.
Yeah.
That was number one.
Number one!
I would have put an addendum on that. Where did all the food that I bought beforehand go? That was a question I had. Number two was snow shovel. I think at that point, if you're Googling it, it's way too late. Number three, how to test a car battery. Oh. Number four, winter storm radar map. Five, ice melting salt. And that was even hard to find around here. And don't get me started on trying to pry some of that brine away from the municipalities around the area. I tried.
It's not for everyone.
Other trending searches. Not making this up. Generators on sale near me. People were trying to make snow cream, or like ice cream out of snow.
Ah.
And also, the question, will it freeze?
Oh,
will it freeze?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We've only played that twice in our show's history, but already it's trending. Congratulations. And the answer is usually yes.
So here's one for you, KB.
What you got?
J-Lo and Keith Urban. Will they be teaming up? Perhaps in the studio? Maybe a little bit more. Sources say that they have always had a bit more than a work relationship on American Idol. They want to revisit that bond, and it feels very deliberate. And they may be plotting a joint diss track, as the kids say, against Ben Affleck and Nicole Kidman.
Oh, you know, that's not nice.
Yeah, they're just they're going through these splits together. I mean, it's any light in a storm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently music lets them test the waters without rushing expectations, because one of these people would never rush into anything, ever.
Hey, I don't know much about the world of love. I lucked into, obviously, the girl next door. But, hey, Keith, she's circling, okay? This is how it begins. This is how she finds
slipping
her prey.
Slipping in the side door, yeah. Let's just be friends. Let's get together.
Run. Trip. Get yourself back up. Run again. Swim. Get away.
Oh,
whatever it is.
Trouble, dumb,
all right?
Dumb. You better run.
I made a misstep here with Kidman. Well, Lainey Wilson has a documentary already coming out about her life and her road to stardom. And it's coming out pretty soon. April 22nd on the Netflix. It'll be Lainey Wilson Keeping Country Cool.
Ooh.
Even though she's really only been on the scene for about two, 3 years. Okay. Well, it could be short. Now, also on the documentary front, it opens tomorrow nationwide. And Melania Trump was there yesterday to ring the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange to kind of hype up the documentary coming out in theaters, not streaming. There's no streaming date set yet for Melania, the documentary. And this, of course, follows her about, 20 days, I think, leading up to the inauguration this last go around. So it is a question on what theaters will be carrying this. And one country in particular, on the other side of the world, India said that they're not going to have it in any of their theaters.
Oh.
So if you have travel plans, unfortunately, you won't be able to see it over there. So that opens tomorrow. And by the way, President Trump said this is the greatest movie ever.
MAGA!
And that's a quote. So I can't wait to see it.
I'm Jeffrey Bezos, and my life is amazing.
It is.
It certainly is. You know, Jeff Bezos may flaunt his money all over the globe. He's got the fleets of private jets. He's got his yacht, his getaways, even spaceships. Mm-hmm. But don't be confused. He is a man of the people. Hardworking. And earns just $80,000 a year, JB. He needs no more incentives, apparently.
That is surprising.
His net worth is also $200 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And he owns a lot of a little company called Amazon.
Right.
And
right.
This may just be damage control, considering they're set to cut 16,000 corporate jobs.
Well, see, most of his money, it's what Elon used to say. It's all fluid, right? It's fluid.
It's going everywhere.
Just like evil.
Yes, it is.
$80,000 a year for being evil. Stephen Colbert announced the date of the final episode upcoming of The Late Show. Final episode of The Late Show. If you ask me, it was back in 2015 when David Letterman hung it up. But also hanging it up and moving their headquarters, and they've been there since they started. The PRCA, the Pro Rodeo Cowboys Association. That's what it stands for, by the way, for those that don't know. But the big rodeoers out there, the PRCA will move its headquarters, again, since they started, from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Would not have guessed. I didn't know it was there. And they're moving it to the very more cowboyish Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Aww.
They announced in 2029. They said they're going to be building it's all part of the big Cheyenne Frontier Days scene that they got going there. There's going to be a Hall of Fame headquarters and everything. The PRCA moving way up in Yellowstone country.
So sharing with the group. Sound like a plan? Well, that could be what you may have done unintentionally. If you happen to be looking for love on the apps, you swipe to the left, you swerve to the right, you do all the things, and now the popular dating apps Tinder, Hinge, OkCupid, Match.com, and more. Well, some hackers went on in and grabbed all the information, but a spokesperson says that no login credentials or financial information was accessed.
Mm.
Despite all this, you may want to change that password. It affects you. 10 million people.
I think Elle has them too. Because at some point you dabble in that world. But then you forget about it or you move on.
Mm-hmm.
And you never get rid of your account. So I think there's probably... In fact, somebody search. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Search for me. Search for Elle. You might find us somewhere on there.
I have no idea. I've never done that. I just know that there's... I hear there's scary people out there. Who do a lot of oversharing.
Yeah, like me and Elle. That's how we met. No. Well, just proving that love still, though, very much is alive. A Russian billionaire announced yesterday his plans to father 100 children to fight global infertility. Yeah, Russian billionaire. I've never heard of him before, but Nikolai Cannon is very excited about this. And then French lawmakers are the latest. France is the latest country approving a bill yesterday that banned social media for kids under the age of 15. However, French kids as young as 10 are still encouraged to smoke cigarettes and drink wine. So they got that going for them.
KB and Heather Lee.